A beloved alternative community space in San Diego is facing eviction. The Che Cafe on the UC San Diego campus has until Sunday to pack up and move before school officials bulldoze the place. In a last-ditch effort to save the coffee shop and progressive cultural center, celebrity musicians are teaming up with students in a coordinated campaign to stop its demise. KPFK's Ernesto Arce files this report.
The Che Cafe is a proud San Diego institution that is in danger of being razed to the ground. In May, a University of California San Diego student-led advisory board voted to redact the university's iconic all-ages club from its 2014-2015 budget. The vote was divided 9-4. A couple of weeks later, the Che Cafe collective received a 30-day eviction notice. They're being ordered off the property no later than Sunday, July 13th. UCSD students came out to an emergency meeting this week in a final attempt to block the eviction.
And one of the things that really stands out about the Che Cafe, for me, that is extremely important, is building community, because I'm here.
Maria Rendon is a PhD student from New York who says the Che Cafe's colorful buildings stood out in a campus of drab gray buildings.
And Che Cafe is notoriously known for bringing people across San Diego into La Jolla, which, based on the layout of San Diego, is actually really separate from the rest of San Diego. So for people to actually come to La Jolla for a show, or I know people that like came from LA to be here right now. So for me, this is community.
The Che Cafe opened in 1966 as the Coffee Hut, a bohemian space that offered UCSD students an alternative hangout in the conservative city of naval bases and drawn-out suburbs. During the late 60s civil rights period, it was a meeting space for African-American activists from nearby City Heights. A few years later, it was active in the designation of Chicano Park at the foot of the Coronado Bridge. For many San Diegans, it remains a proud, albeit modest, cultural center. It's one of very few that exist in the mostly conservative middle-class enclave. Allegra Gonsalves says it's the reason she decided to move to San Diego from Tijuana.
It was one of the reasons why I actually thought about UCSD as a potential university that I could attend. It actually made me think, you know, this may be a place for me. So I think it's important that you would consider that not everyone on campus, including myself, I'm a second-year PhD student here, feels comfortable with the fact that everything is looking like the Price Center. It's really alienating. I feel it looks like a shopping mall. I feel like the university looks like a shopping mall.
Dozens of students made pleas to the student advisory board. They countered what they called myths by some campus officials that the cafe was prone to vandalism, routinely violated fire hazards, and was costing the university too much money at a time of budget constraints. But one of the Che Cafe collective members says the university leases the center and is therefore responsible for upkeep. The lack thereof is the reason they're giving for shutting down the place.
Unlike the rest of the facilities here, the university has a lease to the landlord. They have obligations to make these repairs. So it's very concerning to us that these repairs would be funded when they've been under existing obligations to repair these for not just a year. Not just 4 years, because
members of the collective say an executive session was manipulated by people who wanted to see the cafe closed. Now, well-known musicians such as Zach De La Rocha, singer of Rage Against the Machine, is offering his influence to save the Che Cafe. Many students and residents, especially from low-income communities, say the university and the city is potentially losing one of its most revered